When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, Venus enters Libra. Yay, I'm sure you're so excited. In case you missed it, last week was Scorpio season beginning. There was also an eclipse that happened. If you want to know more about Scorpio season or that eclipse, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Mercury in Sagittarius and the new moon in Scorpio.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So technically, Venus enters Libra next week on November 8th at 4:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but we're talking about it now. What you need to know, when Venus is in Libra, there's a strong emphasis on all types of relationships or partnerships. You might find that you're much more attentive to the needs of your colleagues, your friends, or just any people that are in your life. It's definitely a really good time to nurture any existing relationships and potentially form new connections. Since Venus in Libra does encourage socializing, this is always a great time to make new friends, meet new people, and just overall, in general, people are more willing to network and build positive relationships.
How this affects you is you're going to have more of an appreciation for art, fashion, and design during this time, because both Libra and Venus emphasize aesthetics. This could be a really good time to embrace your creativity and also redecorate and design the space around you. Also, Libra is represented by the scales. So while Venus is in Libra, there's going to be more of a focus on finding balance and fairness in your everyday life.
So why this matters? Libra is known for its ability to harmonize. In general, this is a great time for diplomacy and negotiations, but at the same time, if we're not careful, we might be more inclined to maybe avoid confrontations just to prioritize peace in the situation. It's going to be very important to find a balance between compromise and assertiveness. This is a really good time for resolving conflicts, making those compromises, and finding a win-win solution in both personal and professional matters as we're able to see things a little bit more objectively and weigh out the pros and cons.
Something you might not know, though, is that Venus is in its home sign of Libra. This is really important astrologically because it means that Venus is able to fully express itself because it's in its home sign.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Venus will enter Scorpio on December 4th at 1:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And per usual, the date and time are always from astroseek.com. But you'll have between November 8th and December 4th to experience the Venus in Libra energy.
And per usual, certain signs are more affected than others. Libra, Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn placements will be most affected by this transit. And by placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
And if you're wondering which zodiac signs are the most likely to find love during Venus in Libra, it's going to be Aries Rising, since Venus, the planet of relationships, will be in your seventh house of relationships. And Gemini Risings, since Venus will be in their fifth house of romance. And that is rising sign only. Now, there are some key dates that are definitely worth paying attention to. They're a little juicy. The first one is November 28th. Venus will be opposite the North Node / conjunct the South Node. Venus opposite the North Node and conjunct the South Node can bring an interesting sense of destiny or karma to the relationships you have in your life. The South Node does represent patterns or experiences from the past. And when Venus is conjunct the South Node, there might be old relationship patterns coming to the surface again. You might find that you're revisiting themes or dynamics from your past. The energy of the South Node is really bringing that to the focus. While this might be a bit of an interesting, challenging time, it does also provide an opportunity for healing and working through those patterns that might be resurfacing.
And then on December 3rd, Venus will be square Pluto. Squares do bring about some tension, and Pluto is a very intense planet. So during this time, you can expect there to be a lot of significant changes and transformations happening within your relationships and personal values. This aspect can bring about new cycles in your relationships. It also can bring up things that were happening in the past so that you can heal and let go of things that no longer serve you.
And that's pretty much it for this week's episode. But if you want to know more about how Venus in Libra affects you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We offer readings. If you want to book a reading, the link will be in the description.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Sagittarius and the new moon in Scorpio. So stick around for next week if you want to know more about that. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, we are on social media. We're on Instagram and YouTube at BLME the Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!